Did you have any comments of a technical nature, Sir Cole?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I guess I'd like, before we move on, I'd just like to make one thing clear for the record, and that, you know, that Mr. Ross can respond to or whatever, that I want to make sure what we're doing here in light of the AG's opinion is not going to jeopardize the Goal 5 resources. That's not any of our intentions in terms of protecting those resources. And I would assume that administratively they are committed to protect those resources as an agency in terms of following the Goal 5 goals. And that would
Are you asking them to come up?
Well, no, I'm stating that. And if there's any disagreement with that, then I think we ought to...
No.
I don't think there is.
We just, I guess where we're at the same thing we're on Rajneeshville.
Right.
Okay? What we aren't going to do, we aren't going to give any advantage to anyone. We aren't going to subtract from anyone. If they're, as you know, 3008 was hotly debated 4 years ago. What the law is the law. Okay? And what advantages they have, fine. But you're keeping, as far as we're, the only concern I have is, and the governor had, and I think a number of you had, is the fact that acknowledgement can go forth, and
yes,
we don't want delay, and that's the major concern the governor had.
Fine. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like some asking questions of some of these group therapists we have that work on land use, if I may. I'd like to talk to Bob Stacey and Fred Van Adda and Gordon Foltz and Mary Hutton.
Okay, Bob, you are next on the list here.
Oh, do you have some changes, Bob?
I just wanted to...
Oh.
Bob Stacey, 1000 Friends of Oregon. I did indicate to Ms. Norman that I saw a technical matter in Section 5A, and she's assured me that it's within the scope of the chairman's discretion,
okay.
Unless you want to hear it, I'll leave it at that.
Are you satisfied the bill's in good shape, Bob?
Oh. Senator, that's a question you posed in a different context to a number of interest,
yes,
groups when we discussed the exceptions procedure,
yeah,
being added to this bill.
Now I'm talking about the whole bill.
It was our view, the 1000 Friends of Oregon's view, before that that matter was added to this legislation, that significant improvements have been made in the manner in which land use decisions will be made at the local government level, reviewed at the state level, and in the way that the land use process responds to the state's needs for economic development. In that and in other areas, we think that significant improvements have been made. We would characterize those improvements as ones that are good for the state planning program, indications of the maturation process of that state land use planning program. It has survived a very checkered or difficult political career, and it has come through with some lumps. It has been scrutinized more than many other state agency programs. It has benefited from that scrutiny, and it will benefit from the results of that scrutiny in this legislation. And we're pleased that it will emerge, we think, a stronger and more responsive program as a result of the passage of this act.
Thank you, Bob, very much.
Thank you.
Yeah. Can I talk to Mr. Van Den or whoever else you have?
Let me just take care of any possible amendments first.
Oh, I beg your pardon. I was having...
Fred, Neil, did you have any? Okay, Gordon, do you have any? Did anybody else have any technical comments on this? Okay. Fred, I guess Senator Day wants to...
Time for the march.
Pick your finger with a question. With a pen and thumb.
Mr. Vandetta, we've worked long and hard on House Bill 2295. Are you prepared to support this bill?
Fred Van Adda with the Oregon State Home Builders Association. Mr. Chairman, Senator Day, for the record, yes.
Are you pleased with the product we're turning out?
Yes.
Thank you very much, Mr. Van Adda.
Is there anyone else you wanted to speak
yes,
to?
Yes, Mr. Neal and Mr. Foltz. I can't pass that
lady.
I think you should come up together.
Oh,
because,
don't you worry. I think I know the cast of characters.
We'll not let you get off for the ladies.
Mr. Foltz, yes, we'll give you equal opportunity. I've got a couple ladies I'm going to call for. I'm done. Mr. Foltz, are you enthusiastically supporting House Bill 2295, sir?
chairperson gets out for Senator Day, you keep changing the question each one that comes up.
A little variety in my life is something I like, a little spice, you know.
I think between the House and the Senate committee, you have produced a bill that makes very constructive changes, and yes, we are supportive of the bill.
And can I be satisfied that the counties are enthusiastically going to support the continued land use planning law of the state?
I think you have made some constructive changes, and that if they're implemented properly, and of course
part
of that's...
Are you prepared to recommend support for the land use program in the state of Oregon?
If we can make these changes, do the things they're supposed to do, of course.
Thank you. Mr. Neal, how do you feel about House Bill 2295, sir?
Mm-hmm. Fred Neal with the League of Oregon Cities. I think that substantial progress has been made, an improvement has been made. To this bill in this committee on the Senate side from the House version. Our major objections to the House version have been met by this committee, and I'm sure that we can support the bill. I would like to express some concern on the new planning requirements that are present in regards to economic development, specifically public facilities plans. It is our understanding that public facilities plans are not capital improvement programs, and that those requirements will not be made by the Commission of the Department in formulating their rules in regards to this provision, new provision of the statutes. Nonetheless, public facilities plans in and of themselves will require new planning efforts by Oregon's communities, one that we support. However, it will cost money. We have some concern that, considering the Commission's budget as it is coming out of this Legislative Assembly, will not provide adequate funding to particularly the smaller communities, those over 4,000, to put together those plans, and we hope that the Commission recognizes that, and the interest groups most concerned in the development of those public facilities plans will cooperate with those communities in assisting them in getting the job done.
I think that they understand that. I think that one thing I can say is most communities who are interested in some advancement, particularly in the area of economic development, are going to find some method to work on that, and I think some understanding there, your point's well taken. Can I count on you and can the committee and the legislature to continue your support for statewide land use planning as you have done in the recent past?
I believe that House Bill 2295, as amended by the House and by this committee, should strengthen cities' enthusiasm for the land use planning program in this state.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Mm-hmm. Marianne Hutton, please, sir. Marianne, can you enthusiastically support the House Bill 2295?
For the record, Marianne Hutton, Associated Oregon Industries. As Senator Day, we do support House Bill 2295.
Do you think we've made significant changes and reform in this legislation?
Senator Day, the bill does not change the program so much as streamline many of the processes in the program. And in that sense, it does make numerous improvements in the streamlining, consolidation, and hopefully make it easier to get through that process.
Do you believe that we can look for some renewed enthusiasm in Associated Oregon Industries and the forest products industry to sustain a land use program because of the response of the legislature to concerns that have been expressed during this session and in this bill?
Senator Day, insofar as those concerns are addressed and the intent of those concerns are carried forth, both at the local level, through the new planning requirements, in the emphasis on economic development, at the commission level with a substantial amount of rulemaking and policy setting that needs to be done there, we have a large task yet ahead of us to carry these policies out. There are other areas, of course, the land use planning program that have not been addressed in this bill that are still of concern to segments of our membership.
I guess I'd have to say to your membership and what have you that. There are a lot of us that have worked hard in the legislative process, and I think we expect some type of bearing the burden and sharing the shoulder to bring forth this program and deliver. And so I guess our expectations, and I think I speak for a number of people on this committee, is to see you shoulder to shoulder with helping make it work. And hopefully we get on to finishing the planning process and not talking about trying to repeal or fighting with each other. So I'm looking for your enthusiastic approach to that type of effort. Thank you very much.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Senator Starkovich, you have a question, I understand.
Usually I don't outdo Senator Day in directness, but let me ask the question more directly. If this measure passes in its current form, and if there is a repeal measure on the ballot to repeal statewide land use planning, would your organization support or oppose that repeal measure?
Senator Starkovich, I cannot speak for our board in that kind of a contingency at this point. I can say we support 2295. We've worked very hard on it. We've worked in the land use planning process, in the plan reviews, in the rulemaking process. We will continue to do that. I simply cannot presume to speak for our board down the road somewhere.
What would you recommend to the board under those contingencies?
Again, Senator Starkovich, it is not my place to be making that recommendation to our board. It would go through our committee structure, through our land use committees, both of the Oregon Forest Industries Council and of Associated Oregon Industries. They would be making that recommendation to our board based on the circumstances at the time.
Mr. Chairman,
is there anybody else?
I'm going to go one more place for you. I guess one thing that I think we have a right to expect is that a recommendation in the positive form come out of there. I don't think that we can always expect to get hit over the head that we haven't responded. I think that's what we're trying to get at, and I guess you and Mr. Angstrom and others who have worked very hard here have some obligation to make a point of view correctly that we expect something in return. That means we expect support for land use planning when indeed an effort's been made. And I don't think you can expect us to constantly be willing to listen to your point of view if you don't give income. And I just leave that for you to ponder. Mr. Chairman, I have some other people who want to talk. Thank you very much.
All right, Senator Day, who else would you like to talk
to?
Well,
I'd like to say, Ellen Lowe is an old friend of mine. I kind of like to talk to her if she doesn't mind. She's representing the League of Women Voters, and whoever else she has, I want to talk to her a little bit.
That's the latest. Don't end that.
Ellen, I'm sorry, I didn't even tell you I was going to do this to you, but you followed this, and I know you've taken over for someone else. You follow this process. Are you satisfied we've done a fairly decent job on House Bill 2295 as far as the League is concerned?
Mr. Chair, Senator Day, I would defer to Dorothy Anderson, who really has handled the land use.
Dorothy, you come up here, too. She was a commission member. I'm sorry, I beg your pardon. I didn't, that red dress, you see, I'm getting colorblind or something's wrong with me. What about it, Dorothy? Have we done a yeoman job, or what's your opinion?
Dorothy Anderson, well, the Action Committee met yesterday and decided that we were not opposing House Bill 2295, but we are not enthusiastically supporting it, I'm sorry to say.
I see. What is your lack of enthusiasm?
Actually, one of our main concerns, we have several, we're very nervous about substantial compliance. That's something that we are concerned about. Another one that we are not happy about is having plan amendments go to LUBA rather than to LCDC. And our concern there, of course, is our citizen concern that it is much easier for citizens to go to a body such as LCDC and less expensive than it is to a judicial-type body such as LUBA.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but I would tell you this, that some of the greatest criticism we had was that doable DEP, and that's why the change was made.
Yeah.
I don't know what else I can say to you. We did our best, and if you aren't too enthusiastic, we could start over again if you'd like us to.
No. Well, that's why I said we're certainly not opposing 2295 by any means. And there are improvements in it. There are just several things like that we remain nervous about.
Thank you very much, Dorothy. Ellen, do you want to say anything?
Yes, Mr. Chair, Senator Day. I would say that one of the things...
Could you put your name on the tape, please?
Ellen Lowe, Action Chair, League of Women Voters of Oregon. One of the things that we did discuss yesterday in light of changes in 2295 is an effort that we hope to launch, and that's to have League members across the state monitor what happens in our cities and counties in terms of substantial compliance and really look at what's happening as these new processes are utilized so that we can evaluate and report back to you.
Thank you very much. Could I have Mr. Angstrom and Mr. Conover back there? I'd kind of like to talk to them, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, I'd like to
I'm about done.
Okay, I
would. About done.
Well, they're going to call us up to the floor pretty quick.
All right, I'm going to hurry this as fast as I can, but I think you'd like to have it on the record.
Well, I don't think they're going to say anything on the record they don't want to say.
Well, maybe not, but we're going to sure try, babe. Are you enthusiastically supporting House Bill 2295?
Well, they're short,
Mr. Angstrom,
short form right now.
Give you identify who you are and get on with it.
I'm Richard Angstrom, and I'm the director of the Oregon Forest Industries Council. I think that Marianne has been carrying the task of the Oregon Forest Industries Council along with AOI, and we would concur with her position on this.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Day, yes.
Kelly Conover. Of
Kelly Conover representing Weyerhaeuser Company.
Well, you say yes. Can we expect you to feel that the legislature has tried to respond to reform and try to do their job in some of the significant areas you feel were a problem?
Yes, Senator, I believe that you have tried to address those, and in many areas you have done a very fine job.
Do you think that the industry as a whole can give us some support in objecting to repeal maybe in the future?
I think I am at jeopardy, Senator, trying to speak for the industry. I would like to...
What would you recommend?
May I make a quick comment in regard to that last initiative. As you're aware, Senator, Weyerhaeuser Company was one of the companies up front early on in helping to draft Senate Bill 100 and helping to pass Senate Bill 100, and we were totally in support of the process. As the years began to unfold, the forest industry found itself in a position where it was spending more and more time trying to defend its right to practice forestry on commercial forest land. And I think the frustration level that has built up in the industry was spilled over last time around. And I think I would certainly, Weyerhaeuser was one of those companies that contributed money for the repeal of LCDC. I would hope, Senator, that perhaps with that message out, with the concerns I think that were evident before this committee proposal before this committee the last few weeks, we would prefer to work through the process to support Senate Bill 100, and we would intend to do that.
Mr. Chairman,
I would move the amended version House Bill 2295-20 to the floor with due pass recommendation.
Senator Starkovich moves amended House Bill 2295, including the amendments we made in the work session today, to the floor with a due pass recommendation. That would also include the latitude we gave in Senator Day's motion to Legislative Council. Is there a discussion? Clerk, call the roll.
Senator Day?
Aye.
Senator Cohen?
Aye.
Senator Hamby?
Aye.
Senator Monroe? Senator Hurd?
Aye.
Senator Starkovich?
Aye.
Senator Kitsoff.
Aye, so ordered. Senator Hurd?
I just want to compliment you, Mr. Chairman, for the good work you've done in pulling all of the groups together. I think the line of questioning that Senator Day has just completed shows how well you've done as chairman. I think you should be complimented for it.
Well, thank you, Senator. I think it was a joint effort, and we have to thank the groups as well as Ms. Amadeo. I think worked out some of our more tricky compromises.
Mr. Chairman, again, I'd just like to thank you, and I know that we've got to go as a Senate.
Well, we only need to lose two people to get the quorum, and if there's any volunteers.
Oh, great. I'm glad the way you all perked up.
I'll be you and.
Okay, we now have a. Now have a hearing on. House Bill 2238. Todd?
Mr. Are you going to let us discuss that pesticide?
Yeah, Todd's getting the amendments. We can conceptually discuss and adopt it if you want. But let me get this little matter out of the way, and we'll... Okay, I'll wait to see and let people filter out. I'd like Stan wants to make a comment on it.
The Environmental Protection Agency now has responsibility for regulating hazardous waste disposal of the state, and DEQ is in the final stages of assuming regulatory authority. House Bill 2238 sets up the procedure so that the state can assume responsibility for regulating hazardous waste disposal.
Stan?
It also makes some other changes that I'm sure Stan will address.
Oh, yeah, Stan will address them briefly.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Stan Biles, Department of Environmental Quality. Very briefly, 2238 is the culmination of a somewhat of a six-year process dating back to 1977, when the Environmental Quality Commission, on a parallel path with the legislature, made the decision to seek EPA authorization for the Department of Environmental Quality to administer the hazardous waste program in the state. Since 1977, there have been a variety of statutory revisions intended to accomplish the changes necessary to satisfy the EPA criteria to get final authorization to administer the program. In July of 1981, we received interim authorization, and we were given approximately 4 years to make the necessary statutory revisions to get complete authorization from EPA. House Bill 2238 makes those revisions, both to statutes that the Department of Environmental Quality is responsible for, as well as some statutes that are administered by the Public Utility Commissioner, and some by the Health Division. The bill has been drafted with all of those parties participating, as well as the Attorney General's Office and EPA. The federal program, I should emphasize, is a program of minimum standards. Whether the state runs the program or the federal government runs the program, those minimum standards will be in effect. We think, and made the decision early in the department, that there are a variety of advantages to the department administering such a program in the state. And those, I think, we've outlined in the written material. Also in the written material, we've done a section-by-section summary of the bill. I won't go through that orally for the sake of time. The advantages that I'd just like to point out is that although the federal standards are minimum standards, if DEQ runs the program, the state of Oregon can adopt standards that are more stringent than the federal government. We have already done that in certain cases, but it does allow us that flexibility. Number two, if it's administered by DEQ, it's administered here in Oregon. The rules are made in Oregon, are more accessible to the public, more accessible to those parties that are regulated, and it's implemented through our 9 regional and branch offices around the state. Number three is that since those rules are established here in Oregon rather than Seattle and Washington, D.C., we think that those rules will probably be more responsive and better reflect the unique circumstances in the state. And last but not least, we have found success working with industry, utilizing our staff to provide technical assistance, and we've been able in all of our environmental programs to get better voluntary compliance from industry utilizing that approach. The Environmental Protection Agency, to the contrary, relies more on an enforcement mode, using a variety of authorities for fines and penalties. And we would like a little broader flexibility in the state of Oregon to continue in the hazardous waste field the voluntary success we've had in the other fields. This is a bill supported by industry. Industrial representatives are here and can speak to that. The only other comment I'd like to make is that this bill has a re-referral to the Ways and Means Committee on it. We've talked with members of the Ways and Means Committee and the staff, and the fiscal impact of this bill has already been authorized and passed in the agency's budget. Therefore, we would encourage the committee, to the extent possible, to seek elimination of the re-referral. Otherwise, be glad to respond to any questions.
Any questions for Mr. Voss? Okay, were there any controversial portions of this bill in the House? I noticed there was quite a few amendments to it.
The story behind the amendments, we came in with a two-page bill initially in February because EPA had said those were the only revisions necessary to get authorization.
Okay.
Subsequent to that, they provided us an extensive letter listing probably 20 additional revisions that were necessary to get final authorization. A two-month timeout was taken from the legislative process to bring the various state agencies together and the Attorney General to draft those revisions, and that's what's included in the final 2238. It passed out of committee unanimously and passed the House 57-3, I think, with no opposition before the committee.
Okay. Questions for Stan?
Chairman?
Yes, Mr. Chairman? I have no problems. Is there someone that wanted to... yes, sir? Senator Starkovich was going to move the bill, and we wanted to make sure everyone...
I want to make a quick comment.
Please do.
Mr. Chairman, my name is John Gould. I'm an attorney representing the Oregon Railroad Association with offices at 800 Pacific Building, Portland. I had come today with some amendments which I will not offer, but I wanted to explain briefly why I'm not offering them and why I thought they were pertinent in the first place. I'm not offering indifference to the process. The DEQ wants the bill badly to pass, as does the Public Utility Commissioner, and we're simply running out of legislative time to have that occur if you were to concur in my amendments. Therefore, I will not offer them. However, if we had more time, I would offer amendments to sections 18 and 19 as they pertain to the railroads. For this reason, the letter, the EPA letter, which Stan referred to, came out laterally on this bill in late June and mentioned certain corrections in Oregon law that had to be made in order for a state agency to be certificated under the federal norm for the federal program. One of the assertions made in that letter was that that a summary administrative process had to be available at the PUC. In fact, that is wrong. The EPA rule on the subject, which delineates the requirements for certification, says that, in fact, a summary procedure does have to be available, but it may either be judicial or administrative. The PUC has the power to go to our court system for summary judicial relief. Therefore, we are now currently in compliance with that EPA requirement, although the person who wrote the letter from EPA apparently didn't know that. That would be the correction that I would make. The reference to the EPA rules is 40 CFR 120, section 123.9, spelling out the requirements that I just gave you. The ORS section 756.180 provides the commissioner with the ability to go to a court of law in the state for a summary order restraining a railroad from violating his rules, his orders, or his statutes. But as I say, I will not offer those amendments, and I will simply slip away. We do expect, however, that if this bill passes and the commissioner has both administrative summary power and the availability of judicial summary power, that he will, we hope, in all fairness, invoke the latter instead of the former. Thank you.
You won't be opposing the bill? Because,
no.
Okay.
I think they've made the record clear what the expectations are, and I guess I would concur. No, I think that's appropriate.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move the A engrossed version of House Bill 2238 to pass with the understanding that we also attach a letter asking the President to rescind the subsequent referral to Ways and Means, since the budgetary impact's already been approved in the DEQ budget.
Okay, Senator Starkovich moves A engrossed HB 2238 to the floor to pass with a letter to the President asking that the subsequent Ways and Means referral be rescinded. Is there discussion? Clerk, call the roll, please.
Senator Day?
I guess so. Aye.
Senator Cohen?
Aye.
Senator
Hamby,
Senator Monroe, Senator
Hurd,
Senator Starkovich?
Aye.
Senator Kitzhaber?
Aye. Senator Dave, do you want to discuss the other bill?
Yeah, what's the number? Please help me. I keep
2612.
This is on the kind of the review we have on where herbicides or insecticides have been used. I would like to extend that 2-year period with a sunset clause and amend the bill that would force it to be reviewed by the legislature 2 years from now and pass the bill out. I have a lot of constituents who feel that that has been helpful. I guess the thing that turns me off a little bit towards the legislation is that we look at a report that was 3.5 years old, and I don't know what else, but I'd at least like a chance to move that amendment to the bill. I guess I'd move the sunset clause and then see what the rest of you feel. And if you want to vote me down, fine.
No, I have, actually, I think that would be an improvement to the bill, and I would support that. I would like to wait before I take final action until Senator Hamby is here, because she did have some amendments she wanted to discuss in addition. But I have no objection to adopting those amendments, and Todd is getting those drawn up at your request.
Okay. Yeah, I certainly want to put sunset on if we do go out.
And I guess one thing, I'd send a letter to the Department of Agriculture, that group, and say that that one of the things I think was the most troublesome thing is that they really weren't up to snuff to explain what I happen to know something about it, and I think it's been helpful, but it was a lousy hearing, and most of you went away with a very negative feeling. And I don't think we should have. I think there are some good things that have happened, but we just didn't. The presentation was lousy. I don't know what Senator Hamby has in mind, but could I ask you, could I do this? Let me try something, okay? If you wouldn't object to that, could we move the bill and let me talk to her to see if she had something and we could call it back for those changes? Because I'd like to get on with the bill.
I would object to that. I would want to see what Senator Hamby has to offer before we do take action.
You want to call her down here?
Do we have time?
Well, I apologize for not having that ready tonight. If you want,
can we post an hour notice and just run down here?
I just like to get it done.
If you don't mind, I think we ought to take.
That's fine.
Deal with it tomorrow.
She's mentioned it to me, and I don't think there's anything wrong with the amendments.
We'll go up and tell her to have her amendments in order, and then we'll.
Well, what you have to do is tell Legislative Council Todd that we're going to act on it tomorrow and to have them ready.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Any other business? Thank you all very much.
Well, that's a hell of a job. That really is a hell of a job.